So we're talking about a concept called Misasek. And there's a long sugya in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, Ayin Gimel and Aleph, about Misasek. And just to mention some of the highlights of the sugya, because today we're not focused on that sugya per se, we have a machlokas between Abai V'Rava as to what the case of Misasek is. Abaye requires three conditions, all of which have to be fulfilled in order to put you in the category of Misasek. A Misasek is potter from a carbon shogeg, a carbon chatos. A shogeg, on the other hand, classically is chayev a carbon chatos. So what's the difference between the two? So Abaye says we require three conditions to be met. Now these three conditions are all negative, meaning they're all missing what would make a person chayav from Alecha Shabbos. The first condition that we're missing, according to Abaye, is what's called Kavanas HaMaisa. In other words, he wasn't even interested in cutting anything. At the end, he cut something that was growing, that was attached. He was interested in lifting up something from the ground, in this case a knife, that he thought was not going to cause any malach at all. So he was interested in what we call Hagbah and not Chituch. So we're missing Kavanas HaMaisa. The second thing we're missing, obviously, is Kavanas HaIsur. He didn't think that he was doing anything prohibited. And the third condition that we're missing is Kavanas HaChefetz. Why? Because inadvertently, he did his action on the wrong object. That's going to become clearer as we go along. Rava drops the first condition, and he says, even if you're lacking Kavanas even if you have Kavanas HaMaisa, meaning your intention was for Chiduch, as long as you're missing the other two conditions, namely you don't have Kavanas Isur, but rather Kavanas Heter, and number two, you don't have Kavanah for this Chefetz, but rather for another Chefetz, so inadvertently you did your action of Chiduch on the wrong Chefetz, your intention was to cut cut Tolush, and instead you cut Mechubar, says Rava, that's considered Misasek. Okay. Then we have the sheet of Shmuel. In addition to Abai Rava, we have Shmuel. Shmuel says that there's another category of Misasek, and that is a case where you had Kavanas Isur, you had Kavanas HaMaisa, but there were two Chafatzim in front of you. In either case, you would be violating the Isur, because they're both Mechubar, and you know that up front. But you thought you were picking up, or cutting, I should say, Mechubar A, and instead you cut Mechubar B. Say Shmuel, that's called Misasek as well, and there's no Chi of Karban. However, the Gemara qualifies that whereas Abai V'Rava, based on, or standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, they hold that Ptur of Misasek is derived from the Pasuk Ba, because there's an extra Pasuk Ba, and that Pasuk Ba is in the Parsha of Korban Chatos. Shmuel, on the other hand, by contrast, derives his category of Misasek from Meleches Machshavos. And the gigantic nafkamina is the following. If you're deriving Misasek, the Ptur of Misasek, from Ba, then you're dealing with a universal concept of Misasek. If, on the other hand, you're deriving the Ptur of Misasek from Meleches Machshavos, as Shmuel does, then you're dealing with not a universal Misasek, but rather with a Shabbos Misasek.
Meaning that Misasek does not exist anywhere else?
Well, that's an interesting question. Does Misasek exist anywhere else? So it works like this. Rashi seems to assume that Shmuel is standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yeshua rejects Rabbi Eliezer, and the Pasuk Ba is not coming to exclude Misasek, but rather the Pasuk Ba is coming to exclude a case where he's not sure whether he ate Chelev or he ate Nosar. That's something which patters him up from a carbon according to Rabbi Yeshua based on the word Ba, and Rabbi Eliezer finds that intolerable. That position is unacceptable. Why? Because Mimonish, what difference does it make whether he ate Chelev or he ate Nosar? In either event, he has to bring him Karm Chatos. So why should we exempt him from Karm Chatos? Simply because he doesn't identify, he's not aware of which specific Isser he is. But it comes out, says Tosus, that since Rabbi Yoshua uses the word Ba to exclude the case of Chelev and Nosar, he doesn't have the word ba to exclude misasik. And therefore, says Tosus, if we assume that Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua, let's say, go together hand in hand, then the p'tur of misasik exists only in Shabbos, to answer Sammy's question, meaning that in misasik on Shabbos, we have a p'tur of meleches machsheves. In the parish of Korban Chatos, we don't have any pasuk to exclude misasik. So what we have is, this is the lineup, as I would say. The lineup is as follows. There's Rabbi Eliezer on the one side with Abaye and Rava. We have Rabbi Yeshua on the other hand with Shmuel. According to Tosis, Rabbi Eliezer derives misasik from Ba. That generates a kind of universal p'tur of misasik. And then Rav and Abaye argue about what are the specifics of misasik, whereas Rav would require that he doesn't have kavanas mice at all. Abaye doesn't require kavanas mice at all. Rav says no. You even if you had kavanas mice, you're still potter from misasik because you didn't have kavanas achefetz and you didn't have kavanas isur. And those two conditions are enough. Those parameters set the definition of misasik in Kol Tarkul. It's derived from the pasuk ba.
What's that pasuk ba?
It says Asher Yaseh ba. There's an extra word ba in the pasuk. So ba means that you identify the exact object that you violated, that you sinned with, as opposed to a different object. That's the way Rashi learns ba. And therefore, according to Rav, let's say we're going according to Rav for the time being, Rav is saying is that you meant to do an action on object A and you did an action on object B. That's not ba. Your intention was for object A and you did it on object B. That's called shnei chafatzim. That's already misasig. But then Rashi adds that I have to insist that you had kavanas heter, because again, the whole concept of misasig according to Rashi means I wanted to do something that was mutter. Inadvertently, I did something that's totally different, meaning there's another chayfetz over here. And I thought that everything was heter, and I was doing it on the first chayfetz. Instead, I did an iser on the second chayfetz. So it's not just kavanas heter, which itself would constitute shogeg, and you bring a chatos, like in the case where he forgot it was Shabbos, he didn't know it was a loch on Shabbos. Here, in addition to not knowing that he's cutting mechubar, and he's violating the malach of ktsira, and to boot, that he was interested in doing an action on a different object, which was indeed tolosh. Somehow the knife slipped, or the hatchet slipped, and instead of cutting down tolosh and chopping it into smaller pieces for his salad, he detached something that was growing in the ground. That's misasik. And according to Rava, that principle of misasik should work universally, call it tarakula. Again, we're always going to have to come back to another principle, which is called chikain nene. Okay, so that complicates the story a little bit. But if for a moment you would bracket chikain nene, come up with some sort of situation which we worked on in the Mishnah Krisis where there's no Shekain Nene, then in such a case, Rava would say from the Pasuk Ba, lacking these two conditions, he doesn't have neither a Kavanas Iser nor a Kavanah for this Chayfetz, he is Potter from a Karban, even though he normally would Chayv a Karban, Bitaras Misas. Then, says Tosus, we get to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua didn't have that luxury because he uses the word ba to derive a different conclusion. He doesn't have a source for misase. That's where Shmuel comes into the picture. And Shmuel offers me a different reason why misasik is potter. And that's Melechus Machshavas. But what's unique about Shmuel is that he's not quoting some sort of parasha in Chatos. He's quoting the parasha in Shabbos. And that gives us a unique p'tur in Shabbos. So that's the way Tosa seems to have it. Rashi, on the other hand, seems to learn the sugya a little bit differently. There is no machlokas here between Rav and Abaye and Shmuel. Rav and Abaye are addressing one question, one issue, and Shmuel's addressing a different issue. Rav and Abaye are addressing the issue of Misasek and Shar Mitzvah Satorah. Shmuel wants to add that there's another category of Misasek that applies in Shabbos. It doesn't mean that Abaye for Rav necessarily rejected Shmuel. It doesn't mean necessarily that Shmuel rejected Abaye for Rav. We can make it into one happy family. So whereas Tosis wants to assume that we have to separate between the two, because since Shmuel belongs to the camp of Rabbi Yeshua, who doesn't have the luxury of darshaning ba, so he doesn't have a source for the p'tur of Misasek and Kol Tarkula, we're left with the p'tur of Misasek of Meleches Machshavos. Now here, Tosis adds another phrase, which we made a big deal about. We have to always emphasize this, that Shmuel's understanding of Meleches Machshavos is Azoi. We need what's called Niskaima Machshavto. What does that mean, Niskaima Machshavto? It turned out exactly the way he planned it. If he planned to cut down these figs on the right side and he cut down these figs on the left side, that already is a deficiency, is a lack of Niskaima Machshavto. And that's a very unique and perhaps an extreme definition of Meleches Machshavto. So far, so good? Okay. Now we have the following point. So if you take a look, again, I don't know what you have in front of you, but a lot of what we did based on Rashi and Tosfos is in Tosfos Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis, Amud Beis. If you could open up to that for a moment just to see the Marav Mokom, that's Tosfos Dibra Maskel Niskaven. And there Tosis begins with Pirush HaKuntres. He presents Rashi Shita, that according to Rava, Misasek requires, number one, Kavanas Hetu, number two, Beis Chafotzim. If according to Rava you would have Kavanas Isur, even though it was Beis Chafotzim, you'd be Chayef. That would not constitute Misasek. And keep in mind that we haven't yet introduced Meleches Machshavos, because at this point in the development of Tosis, we're talking about the Pasuk Ba, Prat L'Misasek, and Rav is interpreting Prat L'Misasek derived in Kol Tarkula from Ba. Here, Rashi is willing to accept Shmuel, and they're all on board here, meaning we have both Ba and the reasoning of Meleches Machshavos, and both are addressing two different categories of Misasek. Rabbeinu Tam wants to insist that even if you have Kavanas Isur in two different Chafotzim, that alone is enough to set up the tour of Misasek. In other words, Tosis at this point is not willing to say that the p'tur of Misasek that Shmuel presented in the case of two chafotzim, but with Kavanas Isur, is unique to Meleches Shabbos. He wants to somehow introduce that concept of Misasek into Kol HaTorah Kula, into the drasha of Ba. So the Tosis Shita in Machlokas between Abai and Rava is that Eino Chinami, if he had Kavanas Maisa, Rava is Mechadish that he still would be considered a Misasek if his Kavanas Maisa in his mind was on one Chaticha which he thought was a Chaticha Muteres, and instead it turned out to be a Chaticha Asura. Rashi can't tolerate that. So this is the last point that we tried to present, I think, a week ago, and I apologize I wasn't able to be here on Monday and Tuesday, but the last time we got together, this is where we left it hanging. What happens if there's one chaticha in front of him? He's mistaken about the identity of the chaticha. He's convinced that it is Tolsh. It turns out to be Mechubar. Rashi's going to insist that in that case, that's called a shogeg, and we'll explain why in just a second. Tosis, on the other hand, insists that that's called misasek. Even though he had kavana for this chefetz, he had kavana for the maisa, because again, we're talking about rava now. Nevertheless, since his kavana was le chefetz shel heter, and that chefetz unbeknown to him, was really a chefet shel isur, Tosis insists that that's included in Rava's definition of misasik. Rashi, on the other hand, requires for Rava's misasik two chafatzim. Not only was he mistaken about what's usur or what's mutter, thinking everything is mutter, he was mistaken about which object he's going to do the action on. Meaning he wanted to do the action, as we said before, on object A, and he did it on object B. And what we tried to explain last time was the reason why Rashi cannot tolerate Tosfos is because Rashi understands that the very essential definition of misasik, which sets it apart from shogeg, is the fact that what he did was not what he wanted to do. According to Tosfos, what he did is what he wanted to do. Again, you could talk about chisaron yedia. He wasn't aware of certain, the description or the personality of the object, but he definitely wanted to do the action on the object. Rashi says that's not misasik. That's shogeg. Because what defines shogeg is when you had kavanas hamaisa, but you were unaware of the isa v'heter. The maisa turned out to be the exact maisa that you intended to do. Either you didn't know it was asur, or you didn't know what the date was, you didn't know the identity of the object, whether it's chalev or shuman, is it your wife or is it your sister, and so forth and so on. In all those cases, that's called misasik, but it's only a misasik because if there's one object there, he's mistaken about the identity of the object. Tosfos says that's enough to make it misasik. But Rashi understands that still remains shogeg. Why? Because we should be machalik between intention and lack of awareness, or lack of knowledge. In the case of two chafatzim, he didn't intend to do the action that was done. In the case where there's only one chafetz, he intended to do that action, but he intended to do it in a way that in his mind would be mutter, and he did it in a way that's asur. So whereas Tosis is willing to accept the definition of misasik that requires one chefetz, but just he's missing knowledge, he's unaware of something about that chefetz, Rashi says no, the only time it could qualify as misasik is if you have two chafetz. Comes along Tosis and he says the following: I'm willing to accept Rashi's definition of misasik, namely two chafatzim, in the following scenario. And that is where he had kavanas isur and it was Shabbos. That's where Shmuel comes in. The base chafatzim, which Rashi requires as the essential definition of misasik, based on the pasuk ba, and Tosfos rejects that because Tosfos says you don't need Beis Chafatzim. That definition is correct, but only in Shabbos. And that's what Shmuel wants to derive from Melechus Mach Shabbos. So whereas Abaye v'Rava by definition require Kavanas Heter, and what was the Kavanas Heter? What generated the Kavanas Heter? He was mistaken about certain information. He didn't have the information that describes precisely this object. But if he knew he was doing Isur, then according to Abaye v'Rava, there's no misasik. Comes along Shmuel and he says, if there are two chafatzim, then in Hilchas Shabbos, that's called misasik. The chiddush, the breakthrough of Melechus Mach Shabbos, is that once it's two chafatzim, then your part of Torah is misasik in Shabbos. It would have no parallel, no mirror image in Shara Torah. And why in Shabbos are you part of? Because lo niskayma mach shavta. He wanted to have this chafetz, and instead he victimized a different chafetz. Everything was asur. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. And all this Tosfos quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam right here on Daf Ayin Beis on the Beis. And Rava wants to and Rabbeinu Tam wants to suggest that Shmuel doesn't necessarily disagree with Rav and Abaye. Rav and Abaye disagree with Shmuel. Meaning, whereas Shmuel is willing to break new ground in Hilchas Shabbos, says Rabbeinu Tam, and say that even Kavanas Isur could qualify as Misasik in Hilchas Shabbos, Rav and Abaye never accepted that. But Shmuel accepted Rav and Abaye. Shmuel understood that in Kol HaTorah Kula, if you have a situation of one chefetz, and he's mistaken about the identity of the chefetz, thinking that it is heter, when in truth it's isur, then Shmuel would say, Rava is right. That's going to be the classical misasik in Kol Torah Kula, and that's kavanas heter b'chefetz echad. Kavanas isur b'shnei chafetzim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is a unique p'tur of Shmuel and Hilchus Shabbos by virtue of Meleches Machsheves. The be'ino we need niskaima machshavto. This tosis appears elsewhere in Shas, not just in the sugya in Shabbos, but also in the sugya in Krisus. And that was the Gemara on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph in Masechta Krisus. And there, the Gemara goes into greater detail about the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara says that in the case of this is about 10 lines up from the bottom of the page. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu niskavein lilko te'enim velikeit anovim, amnov velikeit te'enim shchoros, I'm sorry, velikeit te'enim, shchoros velikeit levanos, levanos velikeit shchoros, or belezim achayiv, chatos, Rabbi Yeshua poter. Now notice again, if we identify Shmuel of Meleches Machsheves with Rabbi Yeshua, everything works pretty well, because again, Rabbi Yeshua is mechalish that if you have beis chafotzim, even though everything is osur, he's well aware of the fact that he's detaching things that are growing and he's violating melechus kotzim. It's just he thought he was doing in this object in levonos, and instead he does it in shchoros. That itself generates a p'tur of misasek, whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you consider that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have this extension of Meleches Machsheves where it's two chafotzim with a kavanas isur, and then we're back to the classical misasik, which is a kavanas heter, whether it be like Rashi because there were two chafotzim, or like Tosus there was chefetz echad, but it was definitely kavanas heter. So therefore, in the absence of any special drasha of Meleches Machsheves or any yalfusa of Meleches Machsheves, in the case of Te'enim, etc., etc., then there's no p'tur of Misasek. And therefore, Rebbe Loza Machayev. But then the Gemara goes on to say something which is a little bit confusing to us. The Gemara says that even Rabbi Yeshua, who has broken new ground with the p'tur of Misasek and Shabbos, even if he had Kavanas Iser, even that's limited, because it's got to be min b'she'eno mino, meaning from one min to another. Aval b'chad mina, the Gemara suggests that afilu Rabbi Yeshua mechayev. So let's see, had two te'enim that belong to one min. It's just that one was located on the left and one was on the right. He meant to take the one and pluck the one on the left and he plucked the one on the right. Here, even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that that's considered niskaima machshavto and there's no p'tur of meleches machshavis. Now, Rashi in Masechta Krisus on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, Dira Maskil Rabbi Yeshua, which is towards the bottom of Yutes Amud Beis, and I would count up from the bottom of the page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines, he writes, Aval Shmuel afil b'mesasek b'isur, meaning kavanas isur, potur. And why is that so? Because of meleches machsheves. So it means that Shmuel, according to Rashi, is introducing a brand new concept which is unique to meleches Shabbos, and that means that if you had beis chafotzim, even though you had a kavanas isur, you still consider misasek. Rashi would insist that according to Abai Varava, misasek is referring to two chafotzim with a kavanas heter. Shmuel, on the other hand, has a case of two chafotzim with a kavanas isur, and that's a unique halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, which is derived from Meleches Machsheves. Now, if we assume that Abai Varava never accepted Shmuel, then the question is, does that mean that Abai Varava reject Meleches Machsheves? Meleches Machsheves is a concept that, how shall I say, sews together half of Masechta Shabbos from beginning to the middle to the end. There are so many different subcategories of Meleches Machsheves. Applications in Dov Shein Miskaven, and Meleches Shein Tzrichel Gufa, according to Reb Shimon, maybe in the case of lacking Meleches Umnus, and Mekalkel, other many, many different categories of Meleches Machsheves. I'm hard-pressed to think that according to Abai Varav, there is no such thing as Meleches Machsheves. And then Abai Varav rejected Meleches Machsheves. But I would say the following, that Abai Varav rejected the extension of Meleches Machsheves of Shmuel to a case where he had Kavanas Isur, and he just mistakenly implemented that Kavanas Isur on the wrong Chafetz. That, according to Rashi, is not enough. Meaning, Rashi's not... I'm sorry. Rav and Abaye, according to Rashi, are not willing to accept that there's a p'tur of Misasek, which is derived from Meleches Machsheves, in a case where he had Kavanas Isur. Why? Because Kavanas Isur is antithetical to Misasek. Rashi understood that the very essential definition of Misasek is that he didn't want what happened. He didn't do it. Tos is willing to say, okay, he didn't want it on these tanim, and he got it on these tanim. Rashi's not willing to say that. Rashi's saying that Misasek is beyond shogeg, meaning you're more extremely removed, innocent from the Avera in the case of Misasek than you are in the case of shogeg. The basic definition of shogeg is Kavanas Heter. Now you're going to tell me at Kavanas Isur, but since it was based Chafotim, there's a Ptur of Meleches Machsheves, Lo Niskayma Machshavto. So that very extreme, that's what I call it, you know, moving the, Hasogas Gvul, almost, you know, extending the boundary lines of Meleches Machsheves to Lo Niskayma Machshavto and Pirtei Pratim, because these Tanim and those Tanim, that Rashi was not willing to say why, because again, Abai V'Rav are operating within the context of Misasek. Misasek is something beyond Shogeg. According to Shmuel, we're operating not with Misasek, but a Misasek that's unique to Shabbos, meaning the Torah requires Shabbos Meleches Machsheves, which means Niskayma Machshavto. There's no reason to assume, says Rashi, that Abai V'Rav would accept that new definition of Meleches Machsheves. Meaning, Rashi would love to see that Meleches Machsheves has to be a kind of a Misasek halacha. And Misasek, you can't talk about Misasek in a case where he had Kavanas Isur. And now we take a look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. There we have Tosis Dibra Maskil Lehagbia. And in that Tosis, which we went through with a fine-tooth comb, but just to illustrate and emphasize the highlights of that Tosis says that we're going to derive from Ba, let's take Rav Ashita, for example, that he had Kavanas Heter, but there was only one Chefetz. And even though he had Kavanas Maisa, but since he was confused about the Chefetz, and he had a Kavanas Heter because he thought it was Tolush, therefore we can derive from Ba that this is a Ptur of Misasek. Abaye requires that he didn't have Kavanas Maisa, so he had Kavanas Heter, and he didn't have Kavanas Maisa. But again, all this is Bechefetz Echad, which, as I told you earlier, Tosus is rejecting Rashi. Rashi holds that if it's Chefetz Echad, that's not Misasek. You can't just tell me, well, he had a Kavanas Heter, let's say, according to Rova. But Tosus is insisting, no, once he had a Kavanas Heter, and he was mistaken about the Ba, I could already exclude it under the halacha, the general rubric, universally, of Meleches, of Misasek. Okay. That's fine as far as Tosus here in Sanhedrin. And now we're up to the sugya in Shavuos. And this is on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. I think I gave out the photocopy, but we didn't see it yet inside. Or maybe we just touched on it. And what we have here is the following. The Gemara says, four lines down from the top, Rabbi Eliezer, Hai ba my ovidle. Since Rabbi Yeshua was rejected by Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua used the word ba lafuke achi yivada b'mechata, and Rabbi Eliezer applied the logic of Mimonacha and rejected Rabbi Yeshua. What does he do with the word ba? And once again, Rabbi Osai, from the sugi, you seem to see that ba has to go one way or the other. You know, the Gemara is not willing to be open-minded about it and use ba in multiple ways. And that works both in terms of Rabbi Eliezer and in terms of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have ba for the exclusion of Misasik, and Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have ba to exclude the case of Chelev and Nosar. And the Gemara says, Prat limis asik. Okay. Now here we have a complicated Rashi. One part of Rashi is just a reiteration and a support for what we saw in Rashi in Shabbos and in Sanhedrin and in Krisus. But then there's another part of Rashi that sort of confuses us. Rashi says the following: Prat limis asek bidvar heter uba liyado isur. Okay, so far that's pretty good, because we could say that Rashi is reflecting on the two conditions of Rava in misasek. Number one, he thought he was doing heter, so he had a kavanas heter, not a kavanas isur. Number two, there are two dvarim, there are two objects, two chafatz. Another word for gufa would be lechefetz zu. He had kavana for one chefetz and he did it on a different chefetz. Plus, he had kavana's heter. So he didn't think that he thought heter boliyodo, and it turned out that iser boliyodo. Kigon niskaven lachtoch. Again, this is rabba. Niskaven lachtoch es hatolush vechotach es hamachubar. Okay, so far so good. And this reflects all the Rashis that we've seen until this point. So for example, if he has in front of him chelev and shumar, and he intends to eat the chelev, he intends to eat the shumar, and his hand somehow gets move towards the chelev. So number one, he thought he was doing heter. Number two, he thought he was doing it on one chefetz and he was doing it on another chefetz. That would be Rava's definition of misaseg, and that would be the derivation of Rabbi Eliezer from the word ba. Then Rashi gives an example of misaseg in Arayos. What would be an example of misaseg in Arayos? So Rashi says, Niskamein li'ishto, and at this point, I'm just going to play a pedagogic game with you. Let's say if we didn't see the next few words in Rashi, what would you say? If you didn't know Rashi's shita in general about how to define misasek, Niskamein li'ishto, and it turned out that she was his sister, but it was one person. No, Rashi's going to deliberately avoid that. Why? He's going to say, Are ishto ima b'mita. Isn't Rashi complicating matters? We know why Rashi's complicating matters, but you know, if you didn't see all the other Rashis in three different Masechtas and Shas, you would ask yourself, why is Rashi lamu misabechuti? Why is he telling me ve'achoso ima b'mito? Why did you say niskavin la'ishto v'nimtzeis achoso? She was turned, her head was turned, or whatever. She was wearing a mask. I don't know. You'll decide. But the answer is that Rashi's saying who is in front of him?
One person.
No. Again, listen to Rashi's language. Niskavin li'ishto v'reachoso ima b'mito. Isn't Rashi saying that there are two women in the bed? No?
No, not necessarily. He could be.
No?
Because you don't know that he's seeing them. That's true.
But why did Rashi, if Rashi wanted to say that he saw his wife, in quotation marks, right? He saw his wife, thinking it's his wife. Why did Rashi have to tell me that his wife and his sister are in the same bed? Why did Rashi just say he thought it was his wife and it turned out to be his sister?
He's talking about the Metzius. How can you have a Metzius otherwise?
Okay, but why should we throw a Metzius when this would be a perfect reflection of what we've seen in Rashi three times over, that Rashi identifies Misasik as Beis Chafotzim, right? Rashi doesn't say, I looked at this piece of meat and lo and behold, I thought it was Shuman and it turned out to Chalif. No, Rashi says, I had in front of me two pieces of meat. Rashi doesn't say, I looked at this Tvua and I thought it was Tolush and it turned out to be Mechuba. Rashi says, no, there were two pieces of Tvua in front of me. One was Tolush, one was Mechuba, and my hand cut the Tolush instead of the Mechuba.
That's exactly what he's saying.
So I'm just saying, you don't have to introduce a Metzius here. What motivates Rashi to introduce the fact that both his wife and his sister are in the same bed is a very important halakhic principle, because Rashi holds that if you're mistaken about the identity of this woman, and there's only one woman there, that would come under Shogeg. That would not come under Misasik, and you'd have to bring a Karban Chatos. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to push here in the agenda. But again, I'm not out in the clear because there's more to Rashi.
Right.
Rashi says, Nishmita ishto uba achosa tachteha. Okay, that's fine. Rashi's trying to work out the logistics here, how he had intention of having relations with his wife, and instead he had relations with his sister. The answer is that she, his wife, moved away, and his sister took her place. Like in the beginning of the night, you know, she was here, she was here, and somehow in the middle of the night they swapped places. Okay, fine. So far, so good. And then Rashi says, where am I up to? V'eza hu chayav. When would he be chayav a karbon for shogeg? Niskaven lachtoch. He wanted to have a chaticha, a chituf, let's say, on this particular object, kasavr tolush. He thought, he was mistaken about the identity of the produce. You know, he would have taken a shvuah d'oraisa that this produce was tolush. V'nimtza mechubar. So far, so good. Again, Rashi's saying that if it was one chefetz, and this is exactly the case that Tosfos disagrees with. Tosfos labels this as misasik. Rashi's refusing to label this as misasik. Because again, Rashi requires the base chafotzim, that he did a totally different action than what he intended to do. And in that case, you need to introduce base chafotzim, because if it was one chefetz and he did the action exactly as he intended, that could only be shogeg if he was mistaken about the identity of the object, but it could not be misasik. Oh, Rashi gives other examples where there's only one chefetz and yuchayev bedoras shogeg a karban chatos kasover yom chol. Fine. Or kasover malacha zuvu teres. Okay. Fine. So far, so good. Again, I just want to, you know, before we get to the rough waves here, the rough ocean, I want to, you know, see that part of Rashi that makes absolutely sense. Absolute sense. Okay. When we call a comb, in all the cases that he's chayav shogeg, he's chayav chatos, which Rashi listed three different cases, Rashi says, lezu niskaven, meaning he had in mind this chefetz. Now Rashi gets comforted. V'chein, Rashi says, ba al achoso, v'niskaven leguf ze, kasavar hi ishto, Rashi says, yichayav a korban, a korban chatos. That's shogeg. Why? Because there's only one chefetz. He calls it one guf, but one chefetz. Meaning, this is exactly the ma'aseh he wanted to do. His askus, according to Rashi, misasik means that he did a different action entirely. See, according to Abaye, that's fine. Because Abaye says you want to be madbia, you didn't even have kavanah schitu. But Rava says you had kavanah for the maisa. No, if you have the kavanah for the maisa, why are we calling it misasik? Ella, what are you going to tell him? Because he thought it was mutter. No, Rashi says that classifies you as a shogeg. That is a misasik. The answer is because there were two chafotzim. And Rashi holds if there are two chafotzim, and only if there are two chafotzim, can we generate a tour of misasik.
Right, but I think what Rashi's saying, something a little more sophisticated, in that he's saying the soap mindset when it happened was only one chafetz, But the fact is that he knew that there were two chafatzim. One thing has disappeared, but he knew there were two chafatzim. I think it's unlikely, and it's hard to believe that he was planning to boil his wife with his sister right next to her.
Okay, that's right. That's up to you. I'll leave.
That's the first section of Tosafot.
No,
there are two different cases here.
Wait, you're in Tosafot already? You're a step back.
Sorry, Rashi.
Yeah. Rashi said the case is the wife and the sister are both sleeping in the same bed.
That's the case of his covenant.
Okay, wait a minute.
And then he talks about Shogeri.
That's right, exactly. But here's what makes the difference. He said, here it is. He knows his wife and his sister are both in the bed together, right? And he knows where his wife is, what position she's in, where she is on the bed. He comes in. There's only one person in the bed now, and that person is in the position where his wife was.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't see that out, but that's fair, you know. You'll have to fight that out, you know, in the rooster time. You know.
Okay.
Let's just go on, because Rabosa, I want to see what I could figure out here, and then Alan, you'll say what you could figure out, and then you'll give your horus and say your shia. What I think Rashi is saying is, and I've seen it over and over and over again, is Rashi insists that in order to be misasik, you've got to have two chafatzim. The chiddush of Shmuel is, which Rav and Abaye never accepted, that you can have two chafatzim, and that makes you a misasik, even if you had karbanas iser. That I don't know that Rav and Abaye would go that far, even within the context of meleches machshavas. But Shmuel's entitled to his opinion, and he wants to say two chafatzim makes you into misasik, even if you had karbanas iser. Right? So the man has in the bed two women that are married to two different men, and that itself, if he ended up with the wrong woman, that itself would make it into misas. Again, I'm not talking about Shekainen. Again, this is all before Shekainen, right? But according to Shmuel, you have two chafatzim, both are asur, both are achiv kareis, both generate a carbon shogeg, and you're misasa. And that is something that Rashi could not accept, and it's something else that Rashi couldn't accept, and that's within Rav and Abaye. Namely, that Rav and Abaye's definition of misasik requires two chafatzim, it's not chafatzechen. Chafatzechen is shogeg, and not misasik. Shmuel wants to break new ground here and say, well, if two chafotzim makes it, you Abaye v'Rav admit that fundamentally what makes misasik is two chafotzim. Norvatz, you require kavanas heter in Shabbos, where the Torah says melechus machsheves. I can drop that requirement of kavanas heter. I can replace it with kavanas isur, but it's base chafotzim makes it into misasik. But Rashi l'chora got himself in trouble. What's the matter, Rabbi? You look confused. No, did I say something that was confusing? I thought I was being clear. I don't know, but
it's me. It's not me.
Yeah. Let me go over it one more time. Rashi says that the Yisodah of Misasik is based Chafatz. Good? But Rashi requires another condition in order to break ground beyond Shogeg. And he holds you have to have Kavanas Heter.
Right.
Comes along Shmuel. And Shmuel says something which Rashi's presentation of Misasik until now, meaning up until the point where Abaye v'Rav finished their presentation, is intolerable. Says Shmuel, forget about Kavanas Heter.
Rashi's not bringing this, right?
No. I'm just saying. I'm just trying, because in all the sugyas that we saw, Shmuel came up with a brand new principle of Ptur Misasik Linyan Shabbos Shenilmad Mi Meleches Machshavos. But I understand where Shmuel was coming from according to Rashi. It's Mamish Givaldik. It's beautiful. Where was Shmuel coming from? Shmuel held that the essence of Misasik is Beis Chafotzim. You wanted to do action A, you did action B. What makes action B and not action A? The fact that it's a different chafetz. That itself defines it as two different meisim. That's what misasik means. Says Shmuel, if that's what misasik means, now I can drop the condition of kavanas heter and supplant it with kavanas isur and still call it misasik, because it's still based chafotzim, because meleches machshavos requires this kind of machshavta. And that's something that, in my humble opinion, and I'm going to try to prove it to you, is Abaye v'Rava couldn't tolerate that. So Abaye v'Rava may accept Melechus Vashemus in many different contexts, but not to go this far and to say that a person is parted from a karbon and it's not a Melechus Vashemus, even though he had Kavanas Isa because of Beis Chafotzim. Beis Chafotzim is very nice and it's definitely essential to Misasik, but there's something else essential to Misasik, says Avai Vrom, and that's Kavanas Ed. But Rashi got himself into trouble. And what is complicated about this Rashi? Rashi seems to be totally oblivious to the sugya in Shabbos, Krisus, etc. of Shekein Neh. And that's what I think Tosis is pointing out at Dibra Maskil Prat Limis Asik. He says, Beperek, Sofek, Ochal, and Krisus, Masik, the Gemara concludes that Misasik, Demai. If you're going to tell me that this derivation, this exclusion from ba to exclude Miss Asik is referring to chalovim varayos, chayov. There is no ptur Miss Asik in chalovarayos. Shekein nene. Ella says the Gemara, if there is a ptur of Miss Asik, it's got to be in Shabbos. And now Tosus adds the words Kiddush Shmuel, because you can't blame Tosus for that. The Gemara itself increases, introduces Shmuel. But clearly, there is no Ptur of Misasek in Chalov in Varayah Shekein Nene. Ube Kuntris Lo Dok. Rashi messed up over here, if you pardon the expression. Why? The Hizkir Nami Misasek Darayos. Rashi quotes Misasek Darayos to tell me that this is a Ptur of Misasek, i.e. that you don't bring a korban, as you would in the case of Shogeg, as a case of Arayos. In the case of Arayos, guess what, says Tosfos? The Gemara has already established there is no Ptur of Misasek. So you could start fetching a hin, a hair, and say that Rashi was giving you, you know, a theoretical, you know, mechanism or model, but really Rashi didn't mean it seriously. So that's Tosis's business called Lo Dak.
Well, you could say Rashi did. It's not that he doesn't hope for that. He just was not involved in that. He wasn't interested in Misasek. Misasek is a patura and its own merits.
But the Gemara says there is no Ptur of Misasik in Arayas. So how could Rashi quote a case of Arayas as a classical case of the Ptur of Misasik if there is no Ptur of Misasik?
Rashi is just simply saying, because of Misasik, he would be Ptur, if not for the fact
that... Yeah, I hear. That's what I said. That maybe Rashi is just giving you a theoretical model, but Rashi would agree, Alocha Lamaisa, that you're Chayav because of Shekein Neh.
I think so.
That's what you're going to have to say at this point. For today's shiur, I'm going to try to say something better than that.
Okay.
That's the point of today's shiur.
Okay.
But first, I would like to ask another question. We've discussed at great length one direction. What would Rav and Abaye say to Shmuel? Now I want to change to the other direction and try to answer the question, what would Shmuel say to Abaye v'Rav? Let me explain what I mean. Rav and Abaye could not tolerate Shmuel's extension of Misasek because, as we discussed over and over and over again, if he had Kavanas Isur, that completely knocks you out of the box of Misasek. Wonderful that it's Shnei Chafotzim. Shmuel says Shnei Chafotzim, and there is an element of his askus here in the sense that he didn't do the Maisa that he wanted to do, because he wanted to do his Maisa on object A and he did it on Maisa B. These Tainim instead of those Tainim, that I grant you. But Rashi says you've got to have the basic Ptur of Shogeg, and after you have the basic Ptur of Shogeg, now you can ask yourself the question, where do you expand? And Misasek and Shmuel comes along with a principle called Meleches Machsheves. Whether Rabbi Verov accepted Meleches Machsheves or did not, we can vacillate back and forth on that question. But I want to ask a different question. And right now I'm asking it as a rhetorical question, because I think Rashi's already answered this question back in Masechta Krisus. What would Shmuel say about Abai v'Rava? And I think the answer is that Shmuel rejects Abai v'Rava. Why do I say so? Because Rashi, and I'll show it to you inside, we've seen it in the past, Rashi insists on identifying Shmuel with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua uses the word ba not to exclude misase, but to exclude the case where he doesn't know which avera he violated. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yeshua, when I come to bring a korban shogeg for a chiyuv kares that I violated b'shogeg, I have to know exactly what the nature of my avera is. Let's call it hilchas vidui. Okay, you need a vidui for the korban to be mechaper. I'm just throwing that out just to saber to ozen. Menela, it comes out that according to Rashi, Shmuel, insofar as I identify Shmuel with Rabbi Yoshua, he doesn't have the p'tur of Misasek based on the Pasuk Ba. Why? Because Shmuel, if he identifies himself with Rabbi Yoshua, needs the Pasuk Ba to exclude Chelev and Nosar. Ashi Vodem Mechotah. It doesn't mean that Shmuel rejects and gants in the concept of misase. Thank God Shmuel has, you know, a branch to hold on to, you know, as the water is raising, is going higher and higher. He has the p'tur of Meleches Machsheves. So there is a concept of misase. But it only exists where, according to Shmuel? In Ilcha Shabbos. Is Memele, I don't understand why Shmuel says, and we'll see it inside in just a minute, that the reason why there's no p'tur of misasik in Chalom Varayis is Shekein Nene. Forget about Shekein Nene. I don't need Shekein Nene. There is no p'tur of misasik in Kol Torah Kula, because Shmuel doesn't have the luxury of deriving from the word ba the miut of the pratla misasik. Is Memele Shmuel could only operate with Misasik in the context of Melech Machsheves, which is limited to Shabbos. Why then does Shmuel introduce the concept of Shekein Nene? Let me go back to the original source. Give me a minute here, I'm not ready for questions yet, to show you that Shmuel derives the Ptur, I'm sorry, the Chiyuv of Chalav Varayis from Shekein Nene. Okay, then I'll need a minute of silence if I can, if I can beg your indulgence on that, because we did a few sugyas there. I just want to make sure I'm pointing out to the right sugya. Oh, let's try, for example, Sanhedrin, son of Beis, Amid Beis. But again, I think I have other rayas as well. If you take a look about 10 lines up from the bottom of Samath Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Kidrav Nachman Amr Shmuel, the Amr Misasik v'chalov v'arayas chayov, Shekein Nene. This is in the name of Shmuel. Where else can I find it? Let's see if I can find it in Croesus. Again, I may be missing some of my photocopies here. Let's see. Yeah. Croesus daf yutes amid beis, second line from the top. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel hamis asik v'chalovin v'arayis chayo shekein nene. And I think it's also in Masechet Shabbos. Okay, where is it in Masechet Shabbos? I'm missing Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph here, just for a second. I want to make sure, just to line up, you know, all the. Yeah, I'm not finding it right this second, but I'm pretty sure it's there as well. So we have two sugyas, the Farish, Lehedja, which Shmuel says that Chalov and Varayis is Chayav Shekein Nen. So the question I want to ask you is, just to reiterate, why does Shmuel need the Svar of Shekein Nen if indeed Shmuel uses Moleches Machsheves as the source for the Ptur of Misasek? Then beyond Shabbos, we don't have this kind of machshavto business. Just give me 1 minute. Oh, so I wanted to say the following. that, as we explained, according to Rashi, Misasek has two chafotzim. Correct? Misasek has two chafotzim. Misasek in Shabbos, according to Shmuel, also has two chafotzim. The difference being, as we said over and over again, is that in Kol Tor Kula, we're talking about Kavanas Heter, and in Shabbos, we're talking about Kavanas Isur. So now, what's going to be in our rights? So I want to suggest the following. That there would be room for the mechayev. There would be room for applying the p'tur of misasek to our rites, and that's why Shmuel needs to come in. What would be the room to apply the p'tur of misasek to kol haTorah kula? Even to Arayus. The answer is the following. Shmuel needs Meleches Machsheves because he had Kavanas Isur. The basic definition of Misasek, says Rashi, is two Chafotzim. It's two Chafotzim that generate Kavanas, I'm sorry, that generate Misasek. Because he was misasik in one chefetz, and it turned out that he did the maisa in another chefetz. That's your basic definition of misasik. In Shabbos, Shmuel holds that by virtue of meleches machsheves, I can apply misasik, i.e. beis chafotzim, even if this kavanah is isur. But in Kol haTorah kula, where I don't have Meleches Machsheves, then I go back to my basic definition of Misasek, which is what? Shnei Chafotzim B'Kavanas Heter. Once it's Shnei Chafotzim B'Kavanas Heter, then I can generate a P'tur of Misasek and call it Tarkula. And in a case where it's it's Ishto V'Achoso B'Mita Achas, since he had kavana for Ishto, but she moved over and he had a relationship with his sister, in such a way that now, not only did he have kavanas hetem, but it was also beis chafotzim, although I don't have the ability to say that if he had kavanas isur, he would be misasik, that's a unique halach in Shabbos, but there's no reason why that halacha of misasik shouldn't apply in Kol Tor Kula. True, that in Shabbos I have the Niskayim Machshavto Chiddush, that if I don't have a full-fledged Niskayim Machshavto, meaning there was some little differentiation here in terms of the way it came out, you know, you got the wrong Tainim, then I know that in Kol haTorah kula I don't have a right or a source for expanding the P'tur of Misasek to a case of Kavanas Isur because of low Niskayim Machshavto. So, for example, therefore, if he had two arayos in front of him, or two chalavim in front of you, and he picked up the wrong ervo or the wrong chalim, then for sure you'd be chayev. That's for sure. It's two chafotzim, and it's not in the skyrim achshavtim. That's a p'tur in Shabbos. But if I have a base chafotzim, once there was already a kavanas heter, for example, in the case where he thought he was eating Shuman in front of him, and instead his hand moved over and he ate the Chalev, in such a case, Rashi would say that doesn't require Meleches Machsheves. Why? Because it has the Misasek element that is engendered by the Beis Chafotzim, Right? He was asking one maisa did another maisa. You'll ask me, well, what kavana did he have? And the answer is he had kavana's heter. If he had kavana's heter, Rashi says, then that could engender a p'tur of misasik and called tarkula. So the question now becomes, why does Shmuel need shekeinene? And I think what Shmuel is going to say is that although the pasuk ba is going to break new ground, that he had kavana for eating this object, which was let's say either the chelav or nosar, and he ate this object. We don't know whether he ate chelav or nosar. So therefore, in both cases, he had kavanas isur. But nevertheless, we have a p'tur karbon here based on the fact that that you need kavanas yedias avera, whatever it might be. But it doesn't undermine the basic definition of misasek. The basic definition of misasek starts in kol tarkula, and then it expands to Shabbos. In what way does it expand to Shabbos so we can drop the condition of kavanas heter? But in the basic definition of misasek that could apply in kol tarkula, it doesn't have meleches machsheves. We have the kavana seter plus the base chafotz. Is memela, Shmuel also needs the svara of shekein ne. But now we get back to the following question, and that is the first question we asked today, which is Tosus's question, the Loda question, where Rashi seems to say that prat lemis asek means that you're potter from a carbon in the case of Arias, where he thought he was having a relationship with his wife, and it turned out to be his sister. So what I have for you today is a few lines from the Tosus Rit, which I tried to get a hold of, but so far I haven't been successful. So you'll have to listen to Torah Shebal Peh. This Tosus Rit is here in Shavuos on Daf Yutes. Let's again keep the Gemara open in front of us. And the Gemara says, on the fourth line down, Rabbi Eliezer, Hai ba, my ovidle, prat limis as. Hamore mefarish. I was hoping the footnotes would clue me in here. I think Mora is a reference to Rashi. I don't know. Pratlamis asik, afilu ba'arayos. We don't have that in our text. Kigon, shesavur ishto v'nimtzeis achoso. When Rashi added those words in the Gemara, which Tosfos says lo dak, he did so because the girsa that he had was prat lemis asek afilu barayos. Umoris keni, again, I don't know which one of the, what's the name of the family? Okay, we'll calm in a second. Anyway, the Tosus Rid is a whole family of grandfather, son, and grandson. Tarani, I'm sorry, it's good. Yeah, the Tarani Mishpacha. Hiksha Olav. Mimai Diamrina Bikrisus Biperek Sofek Ochal Chalev. Here he does help Bikrisus Yutesam and Olav. Rabbi Lazar Hai Bo Maimi Boile Mapikloi Pratlimis Asik. Okay, now. This is the Gemara in Krisus, which so far we have. But I don't think we have the next part. V'Rav Yoshua. Now again, at this point, if you would have asked me based on our Girsa, Rav Yoshua, the answer is, he uses Ba for Prat Lo Nodelo Havera. But in the Tarani Mishpacha, that's an Italian family, goes back six centuries, whatever it is, they had a different Rabbi Yoshua. It says, Rabbi Yoshua, Misasek B'mai. He's turning to Rabbi Eliezer, and he's saying, what's your case of Misasek? Because again, Rabbi Eliezer just said that the word ba in the parasha of Karban Chatos excludes Misasik. So Rabbi Yeshua fights with him and he says, Misasik b'mai. Ibe chalovim varayos chayov shekein nenet. In other words, according to the Girsa here in the Tosis Rin, it was Rabbi Yoshua who introduced the halacha of Bechalovim Varayos Chayev Shekeinene. And that was the argument against Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was not fazed by that argument. And he still insisted, ba prat l'misasek. Now, let's rack our brains. In what case did Rabbi Eliezer use the word ba to exclude misasek? First possibility is Shabbos. But l'chora, I have a counter argument. In Shabbos, I don't need a pasuk ba to exclude misasek. I already have meleches machsheves. By process, therefore, of elation, the word ba is going to exclude misasik in the case of chalavim varayos. Is doch in that case, if we go back to our Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer high ba my ovidle, and if Rashi had the gifts of pratla misasik afilu be arayos, then what Rabbi Eliezer is basically doing here is he's throwing overboard the svara of shekein nene. And if that be the case, Tosis' accusation against Rashi that lo duck is based on the girsa that Tosis has, but it's not a fair counter argument against Rashi. He didn't have that girsa. And it's beautiful because now we put together two different girsos. One girsa here in Masechta Shvuos, which is Rashi's girsa, the way the Tosis Rid presents it. Number two, the way the Tosis Rid presents the girsa Masechta Krisis according to his Alta Zeda, whoever it was, Murray Mizkeni. And let's put it all together. Number one, the girsa here in Masechta Shvuos, according to the Tosis Rid, this is Rashi's girsa, is Rabbi Lezer Hai Ba Mai Ovidle Prat L'Misasek Afilu B'Chalovim Varayis. Which means that there's a Ptur Misasik even in Chalovim Varayis. Comes along Rashi and he says, Kigon, right? Rashi gets the word Kigon and he's just fleshing out this Girsa. We didn't know that this Girsa existed. And this is line 3 in Rashi on Daf Yutes of Alf in Shmuz. Kigon is Kavein. He says, Leishto Varei Achosa ima b'mita, which means that in Arayis he would be parted for misasek, b'midin misasek. Forget about shekein nene. Rabbi Lesser is not aware of that. Doesn't accept that. Again, Rashi insists, according to our understanding of Rashi, that you need number one kavanas heter, kavanas leish. So not only that, it was zuvizu b'mita, and it was two chafatzim, and that's Rava Shita. That even though he had kavanas ma'isa, which in this case would be be'ila, but nevertheless he was mistaken not only in terms of tur ma'isa, but also in terms of the identity of the chafetz, because there were two chafatzim in front of him. So this is phenomenal, because it's not that Rashi lo duck. Rashi, Adarava, Rashi wanted to explain the Gemara. Not lo duck, but explain the Gemara according to Rabbi Eliezer. And now we plug in the Girsa in Krisus, according to the Tosis Rid. And that is that according to Tosis Rid, the Gemara in Suvis was, in Krisus, was asking, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with ba, and the answer was mafikle prat limis asik. Rabbi Yeshua, and then Rabbi Yeshua asked him, "How can you use ba, and why waste a good drasha? When I have another drasha that I want to do, why waste it on misasik? Mimarsha, ibe chalav varaya." Says Rabbi Yeshua, "Yochayev shekeinene." The ibe misasik v'shavus is that I know you're part. I don't need ba for that. It's meleches machshavus. Kuptois. That according to the Girsa of the Tosis Rid, Rashi in our Masechta, meaning Shmuas in this case, is explaining Rabbi Eliezer based on the Girsa that he had in terms of Chalavim Varayis, that there's a Ptur Misasik in Chalavim Varayis, and he never accepted Shekein Nene. Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, accepted Shekein Nene. Shmuel, who constantly always repeats that Chalom Arayis is Chayiv Shekein Nene because he is standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Yeshua. And it's quite possible that according to Shmuel, the Ptur of Misasik is not derived from Ba. Rabbi Yeshua used Ba for something else. The Ptur Misasik is a unique Shabbos halacha because of Melechas Machshavas, and it goes very far. It means that the Lonasis Machshavto, even though he had Kamanis Isur, but since there were two Chafatzim, that's the unique Ptur of Misasik. Now you can ask, what would Shmuel say about Kol Tor Kula? Well, there's not much to talk about here because Shmuel says that in Chalom Varayis he's Chayev Sheken Nene. Now we had a Shvikul Torah which we want to insist that there was Kol Tor Kula, not in Chalom Varayis, we are not Nene. And then in that case, what would Shmuel say? Is there no source for a Ptur Misasik? And I don't know what to answer that question. It could be, let me just work this out as a possibility, that in Kol HaTorah Kula, if you would have two chafotzim and there was no shekein nene, then enochinami, maybe there would be a ptur of misasik. I don't know. But anyway, this I thought was a real chaf. You know, I'm not a girsa guy, but in this case, I mean, it helps me so much, you know, in terms of the conceptual structure.
Did you check the girsas?
I didn't get a chance, Robert. Could you help me with that? The best source for that is called what? What's it called?
Dikduke
Sof.
What?
Dikduke Sof. I mean, there are plenty of places to check. I have an edition of Masech Depeya, because I spent a year learning Masech Depeya, which is special Hotza'ah of, I forgot the name of the organization, Pre-Haaretz or whatever they're called, and they have all the girsas. You can go nuts, because they have like so many different gears of changes.
They have it Hebrew U on the web.
Yeah, you got the right guy. You know, I have no time to. We can't even find a wedding hall for my daughter's wedding. You know, let alone go to Hebrew U. But no, if you can get it online.
All online.
Okay.
All
so, online. Rabbi, if you could do that, if not, just send me a link
just
and I'll do it.
Your test.
But this is beautiful. This is Mamish gorgeous. Now, I just want to—I want to let you go, but on the other hand, I want to add one little piece here. What is going on here with this Shekein Nen? And now I'm excited because I have already a school of thought that never accepted Shekein Nen. That in Chalom Arayis, your partner did misas, which would be very fascinating. Halacha Lemaaseh, Shibanei HaMikdash, what do you tell a guy who thought he was having relations with his wife and it turned out to be his sister? Should he bring a carbon or not? If Rabbi Eliezer, as a Tana, would say he's parted from a carbon, I for one would be very inhibited about telling him to bring a carbon because it's Safik Chul Mazar. We don't bring carbonus in a case of Safik. And I'm pretty sure we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer that if he doesn't know whether it was Nosar or Chalif, he does bring a carbon. So, but conceptually, what is this all about? So I was thinking the following. There's a Ran in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, very famous Ran. The Ran says the following. There's a steer in the Rambam. It's very rare that the Ran says a Shtikul Torah to faren for a steer in the Rambam. So it's like a Reb Chaim almost, you know. So the Ran in Rosh Hashanah says the following. The Rambam says that if you blow the shofar and I didn't have kavana lotzeis, then I'm not yotze. And that is based on the principle of mitzvos tzrichos kavon. But the Rambam also at this, so that's how the Rambam paskins, that if you didn't have kavon, you're not yotze shofar. The Rambam also paskins at the same time in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that if someone forces him to eat matzah on the Leil Pesach, yotze. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches identifies that with the Shita that mitzvos einam tzrichos kavon. That means even though he only did it because he was not l'shem mitzvah. Oh, so that's the Ran. So the Ran wants to say the following: that enoch inami the Rambam paskins that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavon. No, I'm sorry, that mitzvahs tzrichas kavon. My mistake. Mitzvahs tzrichas kavon, and therefore your paradigm is shofar. Why is matzah the exception to the rule? Because she came there. And I was thinking the following: yesh lach. Why do we require kavan and mitzvahs, lamandi or mitzvahs, suchas kavan? One could say that that's a tanai in the kiyum of mitzvah. That's not going to help. And that's the classical understanding. But one could possibly say that's a tanai in the maisa mitzvah. What do I mean? How does the halacha view a maisa? You know, I blew a shofar, I ate matzah, etc., etc. Is it automatically a maisa mitzvah? Or could one argue that it's a secular mundane action and it's my kavana that transforms it into a maisa mitzvah? I think I heard something from the Rav on this, I'm not sure. The one who would know is Rabbi Shapiro. He would know because he wrote a whole book on Pesach, what's it called? Pesach Shavuos and Svir Zomer. And in that book he has a piece on mitzvah svichas kavana. So if we get a hold of the book or the Gavra or Rabbi Shapiro. But I think I heard something like this from Rav Soloveitchik. But be it as it may, if the Rav didn't say it, it's, in this case, the Rav would give me Yashikach. 99% he would tell me, Berzon, you know what you're talking about, but in this case, he would give me Yashikach. What the Ran wants to say is that Kavana, even though the Ram accepts the principle of Mitzvah Suit Kavana, is a Tanai in the Maisa Mitzvah. You have to set up a Maisa Mitzvah. Otherwise, it's a secular act. Again, you and I might ask, could we blow a shofar for anything but the mitzvah of shofar? Okay, but the Gemara has something called tokel l'shir. Maybe reverie, that's how they woke you up in the morning, basically. Okay, so on Rosh Chodesh Elul, we blow the shofar for one of two reasons. Either because of Elul, or to wake up the guys on the first day of the Zman. Okay, if they're in bed. Oh. So now, Kavana plays a major role. Kavana transforms the mitzvah, upgrades the mitzvah to that of a mitzvah mitzvah. Says the Ran, but sometimes the maisa mitzvah is yours by definition, willy-nilly, whether you want it or not, by hook or crook. And that's when you have hannah. The hannah of the matzah, again, hopefully you get good matzah, so I can't tell you about my matzahs last Pesach. There was not that much hannah. The hannah element was pretty low. The kima mitzvah may have been big, I don't know. But you net it. You feel a sense of hannah. That's why we starve ourselves on our Pesach, so we should be nene, we should have a taiva to eat the matzah. Says the Ran, that makes the mice into your mice. So I was thinking the following. What's misasik? Misasik means that's not my mice. I was involved in mice A, and mice B happened. In Rashi's terminology, there were two chafatzim. There were two chafatzim. I didn't even want to do a mice on this chafetz. I was really on this, and the Malach HaMavitz came along and moved my hand in this direction. Oh, so here's where we can ask the following question. In Arayis, in Halavim, with a Shekeinen, you can't say it's not your Maisa. Even if in Hilchas Kavana you didn't have Kavana for this Maisa, but the very fact that you were Nene, that makes it into your Maisa. O Dilma, no. Bishleim, I can accept the Ran with regard to mitzvahs. I want to upgrade the status of my maisa to that of a maisa mitzvah. Then you could say shekeinen. The mitzvah is attached to me. But in Hilchas Chiyuve Avera, to generate an Avera B'shogeg, if the Malach moved my hand and that maisa was not my maisa, true, I had Hanah, but it's not my maisa. And this remains the machlokas, according to Tosfos Rid, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer l'shitaso holds that, you know what? You are potter here. Why are you potter? Because it's not your meister. You had no intention. In your mind, it was your wife. So sein gesunden Start. Rabbi Yeshua says no. That if you had hanah from the meister, let's take the chelev case, the chelev is in your belly, then that's considered your mice. You can't atalechol and atake tatzmacham and mice. A mice is miyuchase lecha. And since the mice is miyuchase lecha, therefore, you chayev a korban shoke. Alright then? So Rabbi Moshe will stop here, and hopefully we'll be able to see if now we have the building blocks to really see the bigger picture of Miss Asi.
So what's the next step is continue with
Misasik? Yeah, well, I want to finish up on Misasik. I can't, you know, I think we've broken some ground here, and now I want to see if I can enjoy the benefits of it, you know.